V'zeh b'chinas tevila b'mei mikveh. This is also the concept of toivling in a mikveh. Ki meimei ha-mikveh metaharin mikol ha-tumois. The mikveh waters purify a person from all types of tumah. Shehem b'chinas tumas mitzrayim, tumas hadamim roim, shemisham kol ha-tumois, which are symbolized by the tumah of Egypt, the tumah of all types of bad blood, which is where all tumah comes from. Tumah comes when a person's blood is no good, his desires are no good, he's got the wrong kinds of taivas. Dahayinu b'chinas kisufim roim, shemisham kol ha-tumois. It's from bad desires. That's where all kinds of bad things come from, all kinds of tumor. By a person's channeling their desires to the wrong things, he wants the wrong things. A person has to be machnia, those taivas rois in the heart. To train himself, to force himself to want things of Kiddusha. Even if at first it's a strange thing to him. He doesn't get, what do you mean? I'm naturally drawn to trash, to all kinds of garbage. You're right, but that natural is a horse. You have to take the horse, you have to put reins on it and pull him in the right direction. And it can be done. If a person wants, if a person believes that this is the right thing to do, and he works on himself, and he davens for this, Hashem, please help me be zeicha to want the right things. Please help me be zeicha to want Shabbos, to want Torah, to want to think good thoughts, to want to help people, to want to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. There are some people that think that, what do you mean? I can't change my desires. That's who I am. And they're full of baloney. They don't know that the desire is the nefesh, and it can be pulled in either direction. You got an angel that's leading it where he wants it to go, and you got another angel. There's a tug of war between the two angels, the Eitz HaTov, the Eitz HaRa. And it's up to you. You have the ability to decide. You have the ability in each situation to say, I don't want. Even though it's tempting, even though it looks sweet, it looks good, I know it's trash. I know it's a 3-minute pleasure, and the repercussions, it could be a lifetime or an eternity, chas v'shalom, of suffering, of pain, if I take this 3-minute sweet. V'zeh ikar hatara. This is the main purification. When we talk about a person purifying himself, it means changing himself, working on himself to get out of those wrong desires and to get into a different place where he really wants, where his nefesh is burning for Hashem. He wants to come close to Hashem. He wants to come close to the tzaddik. He wants to learn Torah. He wants mitzvahs. He wants yontif. By a person being zeichet to change their desires to the right kind of desires, that's how he changes the blood into water. This is the purification that a person receives when he immerses himself in water. The waters of the mikveh represent those waters of chesed that are generated from good desires. These waters have the ability to purify a person from all kinds of tumah. Now we come to the most important mikveh of the year in some ways, which is the mikveh of Shavuos night, towards morning. Ki Shavuos hu matan Torah. Shavuos is the official time when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. Ve'ikar kabbalas ha-Torah b'Shavuos zoichin al yidei kisufin digdusha. And as we learned earlier, how is a person zoicha to kabbalas ha-Torah on Shavuos? Through 49 days of yearning, of deep desire, counting. We said when a person's counting down to something, that's what shows that I can't wait. That the person is yearning to Hashem throughout those 49 days of Sfira. This is the essence of Sfira Soimer. It's a time of deep yearning for Hashem. Shaideze Nitorim Mitumas Mitzrayim Pigam Adamim Pigam Nefoshes Kanal. That's how a person purifies himself from the Tumah of Mitzrayim, from the bad blood, from the bad type of Nefoshes. V'zeichen la'asos Nefoshes D'kedusha. He's zeichen to generate Nefoshes of Kedusha. Shaideze Mitzayir and Oisei Sator L'Toyv. That's how you format the letters of the Torah in a positive way. V'zeichen l'kabolas haTorah b'Shavuos. And you're zeichen to receive the Torah anew on Shavuos, the canal, as we discussed earlier, the alkein hamikveh shel Shavuos hu kedusha govoya v'yikora moed moed, and this is why that mikveh at of Shavuos night after Chatzos, towards morning, is an incredibly high level of kedusha and very precious. Kemo shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Nun Vav in Likutei Moran, ki oz nimshachin meimei hachesed. Because on Shavuos night, there's an incredible flow of these waters of Chesed. Shehu b'chinas mikveh, which is the concept of mikveh. Sheze b'chinas ha-Torah, shenasa yidei kisuf in digdusha. This is the concept of the Torah that's generated through our kisuf in digdusha. We mentioned earlier, where is all of this taking place? In the heart. The ritzonos, the nefesh that we're speaking about here, is in the heart. The desires of the person are in their heart. Lev chacham liyaminoi, lev ksilis smoyloi, the pasuk says in Kehelis. A chacham favors the right side of his heart, his yetzer toiv. He lets his yetzer toiv lead him, you know, to want the right things, kosher things, healthy things, proper things. A fool follows the left side of his heart, the yetzer hara and everything. I once saw one of them, a great, great chassidish esforim, the Bnei Yisachar brings, that the 49 days of the Omer, there's a mission in Pirkei Avos where it says, Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai told his Talmidim, I want you to go out in the world and come back and tell me what's the most important thing, what's the most precious thing. And his Talmidim were mamish, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Reb Eliezer HaGodol, the Talmud, the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Yeshua, and the great giants, Rebbe Yossi. So Rabban says, one came back and said, the best thing is a good friend. The other one said, a good neighbor. The other one said, a good eye. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch came back and he said the most important thing is a lev toiv, a good heart. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, what he said is the most important because what he said is koilel everything all of you said. If a person has a lev toiv, he'll have all of those things. He'll have the right kind of friends, he'll have the right kind of eye, he'll have the right kind of everything. So the Bnei Yisachar brings that the words lev toiv are begimatria 49. That this is what we're working on during those 49 days of the Omer. We're working on developing this lev toiv, meaning the right ritzonos, to develop those super, to get rid of the bad blood, the left side of the heart, and to favor that right side, to get rid of the wrong desires, and to intensify the right desires for Hashem, for Torah, for Kiddusha. And when we do that, when we prepare our heart during those 49 days, on the 50th day, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down, he gave us the Torah, he gave us the water to quench that thirst. That thirst that we're building to a crescendo during those 49 days. And it ties in, Rav Nosson Zal says in Likutei Halachos, an incredible thing. We know that usually, there's a famous statement in Gemara, Ein HaMitzvah Nikra El Al Shem Goimra. That a mitzvah, the most important part of the mitzvah is the finish line. Finished. One who finishes the job, that's the one who gets credit for the whole job. So it seems strange here. In the Torah it says, Tisperu chamishim yoim, that you count 50 days to the Omer. You're going to tell me, but the Gemara learns out that 50 means up to 49. Cute, fine, accepted. It still says count 50 days. And we know that the real number is 50. The true number is 50. In other words, the Shar HaChamishim we always speak about. We don't speak about the Shar Arboim V'Teh, Shar HaChamishim. And we talk about Shavuos as being the crescendo. What kind of ridiculous thing is this? That the 49 days we count every day and we make such a big, big thing. Comes to the 50th day, what do? We go to Shul, the night of Shavuos. We daf Mincha. And then we're in Shul. And what do? We wait. WWAIT. We wait, and we wait, and we wait. Shavuos night is one of the nights when just about in all shuls all around the world, they wait. The guy sitting and waiting to daven Maariv. Even those shuls who usually daven Lera, we know Shavuos night, you must wait till Tzeis HaKoychovim, because because we want it to be complete 49 days. Rav Nosson says, what is that waiting? When you tell a kid, I'm going to give you an ice cream, when? In 5 minutes. And the kid is waiting and waiting. And as every second of those 5 minutes go by, he's waiting a little stronger. And he's waiting a little more serious, more intense. That's this Rotzain. We're building this Rotzain to a crescendo where the 49 days, we're at least expressing it and counting. Comes to the 50th day, we're not even saying anything. It's just Rotzain. It's Kulay Rotzain. We're waiting, waiting, waiting for the clock to go off. For the clock to strike, Tzeisakechavim, and then we start Marav, and then we go into Shavuos, now we go into that 50th level. That's showing us that this is the avoida of these 49 days of the Yomer. It's Rotzain. More Rotzain, more Rotzain, higher and higher level, until we get to the crescendo, that final, the 50th day, we're there, we're not even expressing it in a word, we're just waiting. Sitting there waiting. Waiting means yearning, this deep yearning. And this is also the answer as to why, when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the best Jew of all time, and Hashem loved him, Hashem says, B'chol beisi nemenu, I like him the most. How could Hashem do such a mean, terrible thing? That this Moshe Rabbeinu, the one thing he wants most in his life is not a chocolate-covered pecan. He asked for one little thing, Eretz Yisrael. That's the only thing he really, really asked for, mamish, with his whole 515 tefillos. What does Hashem do? Hashem says, come with me. Come up on the mountain, all the way up on top. Look, I want you to see it. I want you to see exactly what Eretz Yisrael is and expire. And that's it. You're not going in. If you're not going in, so you're not going in, that's bad enough. Take him to the top of the mountain, have him see it and die? What is that? The answer is, Rav Nosson also explains again, Eretz Yisrael is Kiddush, Eretz Yisrael is Shavuos night, Eretz Yisrael is the top of the mountain. There's a pasuk, Rotziso Hashem es Artzecha. Eretz Yisrael is called Rotzain. If you want to know what place on earth a Jew has the most natural desire for Hashem, it's in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lorz. Chutz Lorz is called Avir HaTumah, Tumah Soamim, all kinds of Tumah. Here, this is Bechinas Shabbos. Remember we said before, Shabbos is Rotzain, Be'av of Rotzain. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvosh. The last letters of Zovas Cholav Udvosh spell the word Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael, the Shiloh, not the Shlogosh, the Chesed Lavrom, the grandfather of the Chidozal, writes that just like on Shabbos, you get an Neshama Yisera, a Nefesh Yisera, in Eretz Yisrael, you get an Nefesh Yisera. When a Jew comes from Chutz Lorz into Eretz Yisrael, he gets an additional soul. When he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he drops off that soul at the airport. He leaves it behind. You know, that's Eretz Yisrael is Rotzain, it's Nefesh. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Jew of all time. Hashem wanted to take him to the highest level of Rotzain that he could possibly go. How do you do that? You show him the ice cream right in front of his face. Before you wanted it, now you want it a billion times more, and his neshama left him in that state of Rotzain, in that highest crescendo of Rotzain. In other words, he didn't achieve Eretz Yisrael physically, he didn't go there physically, but his Rotzain for Eretz Yisrael was taken to the highest level that it could possibly be. And that's why we say Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos at Mincha, which is Rotzain Sheberetzain, it's Raiva de Raivin, because this is, in many ways, the most important item in Yiddishkeit. It's what you want. That's where it all begins from. That's where it all starts from. And that's where it all finishes. If a person is zeicher to want the right things, the Torah says, Ein dovor oimei b'fnei harotzim. If you really want the right thing, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. And the highest level of closeness that a person could achieve to Hashem is this rotzain, this total yearning, where I've gotten rid of all the trash inside of me, I've gotten rid of all the desires for the wrong things, and I'm totally, totally loyal to Hashem. The only thing I want, Hashem, is you. You ask me, what do I want to do today? I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. That's it. You ask me, how much money do I want? However, what Hashem wants me to have, that's what I want. Paragraph Yudbeis, Vezeh Bechinas Lag Boimer. Now we can understand the awesome holiday of Lag Boimer. Ki Oz Pasku Lomos Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shohayu Beneim Machloikis. That's the day on which the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, who had the plague that came upon them was because of the Machloikis. Ki Rabbi Akiva v'Talmidov hayutzrichen lahamshich ulegalois toira boilam. Because Rabbi Akiva and his students were supposed to bring a revelation of Torah into the world. Ki chol tzadik v'tzadik hu mamshich umegale toira boilam. Because every single tzadik brings Torah into the world, a new revelation of Torah into the world. Bifrat Rabbi Akiva, especially Rabbi Akiva, she'om Rabbi Sein Zohan Avrachalov, she'hoyoroi she'tinosin ha'toyra al yodoi. The Gemara says in Menachos that he was qualified that Hashem should give the Torah through him, not through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ikar hamshochas ha'toyra hu alidei ha'chesed, b'chinas ahavo ve'shtoikikus tigdushin. And we just learned that one of the main ways that you draw Torah is through deep desire, kisufin, hishtoikikus, chesed. Ubohem hoyo machloikis, bechinas dinim, bechinas is gabrus adamim. And his students turned on the opposite of that, the opposite of ahavo, chesed, ishtoikikus. They turned on machloikis, sinna, kinna, which is his gabrus adamim. They turned up the blood. Alkein lo yhoyo beevsher, shetizgala hatoir al yodam. Therefore, it was impossible to have this ocean of Torah that Rabbi Akiva wanted to bring into the world, that it should be revealed through them. Umesu kulam mi Pesach ad Atzeres. Therefore, they passed away from Pesach till Shavuos. Ubelag boimer poskulamus. On Lag Boimer, they stopped dying. Ve'oz huyoim hilula rabo shel Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, Bar Yochoi. That's the great holiday, the great wedding, as it's called, of the yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoi. Shehu hoyo gam kein mi talmidei Rabbi Akiva. He was also from the students of Rabbi Akiva. Vehu v'chaveirov hoyo hoyu hatikun shelahem kemuva. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoi Zal and his friends, his students, they were the tikkun for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. As the Gemara says in Yevamos, v'hoyo ha'olam choshech ad shebo Rabbi Akiva ushno l'rabbeinu shebedorim. That after these 24,000 rabbis passed away, the world was in a state of darkness until Rabbi Akiva went and he taught five new students, and those five saved the whole Klal Yisrael. Who are the five? Number one, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. For Rabbi Shimon, even though the Gemara says that the one who took over it when Rabbi Akiva passed away, right before he was about to pass away, his students went over to him and said, what now? So he said, Rabbi Meir, you're the one who's going to take over the yeshiva. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal looked at him because he knew exactly who he was. Rabbi Akiva turned to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and he said, you, only Hashem and I know your greatness. Meaning Rabbi Meir was the one who was benigla, who was going to give the revealed portion of Torah to the world through by taking over the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was the one who was to teach the Torah Sanistor, the Zohar Kodesh, the Kabbalah, who had his elite unit of Talmidim, of Tzadikim, you know, who accomplished their tikkun. V'Rabbi Shimon hoyo keshes habris. We know the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shimon represented the highest level of tikkun habris, the rainbow of Kiddusha. Kemo Shem Razal, as the Yerushalmi says in Brochus, Perektes, Halacha Beis, Shiloi Nira keshes biyomov. That throughout the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, the rainbow was never seen. He was so high a level of tzaddik in tikkun habris that Hashem didn't have to show the rainbow. The rainbow, when we see the rainbow, it implies chas v'shalom pegam habris. It implies that the generation is worthy of a flood. And the only reason Hashem isn't bringing the flood is because he promised not to. So during Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's life, there was no rainbow seen. That's why he was zocher to this high level of yearning of kedusha. Through which we format and shape the letters of the Torah in a positive way. And that's what really brings about a revelation of Torah. And this is why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was zocher to reveal the parts of the Torah that were hidden until then, that were, nobody was allowed to put into writing, nobody was allowed to reveal it the way he did. Shaloi nizgala mikamo doiros, which had not been revealed for many generations. Kilei Yahavi Rishusa, the Zohar HaKadosh says, he was given permission. He was given the privilege, the awesome schus, of writing it, that putting it in writing and revealing it. Ki ikar hizgalus sisrei Torah hem al yidei kisufin nigdusha. Because the main way that a Jew is zoche to reveal the hidden part of the Torah is through kisufin of kedusha, through that those super desire for Hashem. Ki sisrei Torah shemasigim atzadikim ze bechinas arba meyos shekel kesef. Demitamon yartin sadikaya arba meyos alma de kisufa. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the secrets of Torah, that tzadikim azoche to be masig, are referred to as 400 silver pieces, silver shkolim. Again, kesef, miloshin kisufin, yearning, desire, from which the tzadikim azoche to inherit 400 worlds of desire. That's the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. Arba meyos almin de kisufa, 400 worlds of rotzain, of kesef, kisufin. And therefore, the only way a tzaddik is zoicha to this portion of secrets of Torah, is through this incredible, intense desire for Hashem. How is a person zoicha to that? How is a person zoicha to get rid of the wrong desires and intensify his desires of Kedusha? Through Shmira Sabris. Shaydeze daiko zoichen lesisrei Torah. That's our person zoichet the secrets of Torah, which are referred to as Bechinas arba meyos almin de kisufa, these 400 worlds of desire. Vaydeze himtik vetikein toikev hadamim. And that's how Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal zoichet to sweeten and correct the bloods, Bechinas dinim, the midas hadin, shenis achzu betalmidei Rabbi Akiva, which latched onto the students of Rabbi Akiva, ki zocho lohitziu legalo ismeme acheset, shenis gamay de kisuv nigdusha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal zeche to bring forth and reveal the waters of chesed that are revealed through these desires of kedusha. Veze bechinas lag boimer, bechinas mayim, bechinas gulois iloyois, ve gulois tachtiois. This is the concept of Lag Boimer. Rab Nosson Zal is showing us psukim now that show us that Lag refers to a body of water, like the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Perek Tes Vav, the Gulais Ilyois, the Gulais Tachtes, upper Gulais and lower Gulais, Bechinas Gal Einai, referring to bodies of water. And this is also tied into a Pasuk in Tehillim where Dovid HaMelech says, Hashem, reveal to me, Gal Einai, open my eyes, reveal to me, Va'abito Neflois Mitoyresecha, let me be zoche to see the wonders of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah. Bechinas Vayogel Esoeven Me'alpia Be'er, the same word that the Pasuk uses when Yaakov Avinu pulled off the rock, that giant rock that was covering the well of water that the flocks, the sheep, needed to drink from. But when Rachel brought her sheep to drink water, vayogel, that word vayogel is used to refer to the revelation, revealing the waters. Ki ho'ev v'nagdoil al pi aboyer, because that large rock that's covering the well, hainu b'chinas lev ho'ev, and that's the heart of stone. That's our stone-heartedness. Shehoyamunach al pi aboyer, that's the rock on top of this well. Shaydeze al yidei she'en odo mesalik mimenu chas v'shon liboy even. It's so long as a person is not zoicha to get rid of, to remove his heart of stone. Aydeze eino yochoy lishoiv mayim chayim ebero elyoin. He's not able to draw these living waters from the heavenly well. And the only way that a person can remove that rock from the well is through deep yearning of kedusha for holiness, to always be thinking, I wish I could serve Hashem, I wish I could learn, I wish I could daven, I wish I could give tzedakah, I wish I could do... V'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zochol Ozeh, Rabbi Shimon Yochai is always zoichet to this. V'chinas v'yogel esoeven mi'al pi aber. He removed the rock from the well. Kizocho legalois sisrei oraiso. He was zeche to reveal his gal. He was zeche to reveal the secrets of Torah, hayoytzim meber chaim maim chaim, which come forth from those living waters. Veze bechinas lag boimer. That's why his holiday is called lag. Bechinas vayogel esoeven. Because through his incredible ritzonos of Kedusha, he was zeche to lift up the rock, which is called Vayogel Esoeven. That's the pasuk. Bechinas gulois ilios. Bechinas gal einai kanal. Veze shenosnu hakadmoinim simen, shebioim shechal purim yelag boimer. And now we can understand why the earlier rabbis gave us a way to know which day of the week is lag boimer. They said if you look at the calendar, every year, whatever day Purim comes out on, the same day of the week you'll find Lag Boimer comes out on. And the connection they made between them is Plag. Pe is Purim, Lamed Gimel, Plag. Purim and Lag Boimer always come out on the same day of the week. Vasimen Peleg, Kemoy Shemavura B'Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Tov Chav Ches. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Samach, Hey, Peleg Elokim Mole Moim, where the word Peleg over there is used to refer to a receptacle full of water, like a reservoir of water. So we see again referring to these waters of Kedusha, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was zeche to this incredible hisgalos of secrets of Torah. He was zeche to how? Through the Tikkun HaLev, through the Ritzoinus of Kedusha, getting rid of the rock, the stone-heartedness, and replacing it with that Lev Bosar, that Shifchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. Veze She'omar Rabbi Shimon Bahaschola Soidra, and this is why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, when he started giving one of his most important shiurim of the whole Zohar HaKadosh, the Idra Kadisha, he begins by quoting the Pasuk, Hashem Shomati Shimacho Yoresi. Hashem, I heard your words, and I was filled with a deep fear. Tamon Yous Havi Lamidchal. He said that there, that's in that place, it's very appropriate to have fear. And then he said, Anan Bechavivuso Talia. We, our success, he said to his whole group, our success is dependent on Ava, the Ava between us. Tamon Yous Havi Lamidchal. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Tamon Yous Havi Lamidchal. There, it was very appropriate to be full of fear. Kavanosei al Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. He was referring to the students of Rabbi Akiva. She'aleim ne'emar ha'posik hazeh. That posik was said about them. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Umuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. And Rabbeinu Zal brings it in Torah Samach Aleph in Likut Yomran. That posik Hashem Shomati Shemacho Yoresi was said about Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Hainu she'ikra pegam shel Talmidei Rabbi Akiva hoyamachma sheloi hoyo b'neim avas chesed. The pigam there was that they didn't have this ahavas chesed between them. Shehu b'chinas hishtoikikus v'kisufin. This yearning for each other, this love, the deep love for each other. Vaydeze ikaram shochas ha-toyroh she'itzrich alam shechem Rabbi Akiva Rabbam. And through that, that would have given them the ability to draw Torah from Rabbi Akiva successfully. Shehoyo b'chinas his galus ha-toyroh. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest lights of all Jewish history in bringing his galus ha-toyroh to the world. V'alkein omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai anan b'chavivus ha-talya. But we, our success, our hatzlacha, is going to be because of the chavivusa between us, because of the ahava between us. She'onu tzrichin she'yeh beinenu ahava gedoyla. We must see to it that there should be tremendous love between us. She'zehu ho'ikar, that's the most important thing. U'kemuva b'talmidei ho'arizal. And the same thing is brought regarding the students of the Arizal. She'hizhirom ho'arizal kama v'kama po'amim. The Arizal warned his students many times. She'yeh b'neim ahava gedoyla, that their hatzlocha is dependent on the friendship and the love between them. U'pam achas omar. One time the Arizal said to his students, Shoyomuchon lovoy liYerushalayim. He said to them, pack your bags, we're going to Yerushalayim now, v'shetovoy hageula al yodom, and we're going to bring Moshiach now. We're going to bring the Geula now. אך שנסקלקל על ידי מעט המחלוקס שנעשה בין החברים על ידי נשויסיהם. However, this love, this friendship got messed up through a machlokes that broke out among them because of their wives. Started from the wives, went into the Talmidim, kemavur b'shivchei ha'arizal, as is brought in the Sefer Shvuchei ha'arizal. Amazing. I was just in the United States recently, and I've told this story maybe once in 5 years. The last time I said this was recently on that trip. I had an opportunity to mention this again, and it's amazing. This might be the only place in Likutei Halachos where this story is brought with such clarity. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Shvuchei ha'arizal, ki ikar hamshochas ha'toiro hu al yedei ahavo v'chesed, because the main ability to draw Torah from Hashem and to draw Torah from a tzaddik is dependent on the ahavo v'chesed of the Talmidim. To the degree that they have that, to that degree they have the ability to make that tzaddik a success, to bring his Torah into the world, that his Torah, they should be, because the tzaddik must have Talmidim to be the ones to spread his Torah, for the world to be able to connect to. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Quran where he writes that the tzaddik himself is on such a high level that the world can't, most people in the world can't connect directly to him. The connection to the tzaddik is through his Talmidim, through his students. But again, it's only if there is the proper kesher between them. Shehu bechinas hishtoikikus v'kisuf nigdusha. This avo chesed means a constant desire for good, for kedusha. Shaydeze zoichan lekabola satoira. Through that we zoicha to receive the Torah and to broadcast the Torah. Ulechol toiv. And to all types of goodness. Halavai, halavai, we should be zeichah by learning these words, that we're in the month of Elul right now. This shir is being given on Dalet Elul. We should be zeichah that Hashem should have rachmonis on all these students of the tzaddik, of Rabbeinu Zal, and the students of all the tzaddikim, that we should be zeichah to learn from the examples that the Torah gives us, to learn from the catastrophe that happened to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and from the great, great success of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his Chavraya, that their success was dependent on this Hatzlocha. He taught it to his Talmidim, the Arizal taught it to his Talmidim, and Rav Nosson Zal is teaching it to us, to know that this is what our Hatzlocha depends on. Should be zeuche to fulfill these special words.